I would like to share with you part 3 of 4 of the spiritual checkup. And in Romans 8, verse 27, we read, "He who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit." Doing a spiritual checkup means examining things like priorities. For in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." Do you submit your schedule to God for his approval? Does your checkbook show that he is first in your financial decisions? And regarding values, in Colossians 3, verses 3 and 12, it reads, You died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Do you love what God loves and hate what God hates? Do you value highly the things that please him? Are your desires and goals governed by God's word? And about sacrifice, we read in Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 to 10, "I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things, and I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him." Are you fully surrendered to God? Is there anything you value more than him? If there is, pray, "Father, Mother, God, forgive me for taking back control of my life. I come before you surrendering, repenting, and asking you to cleanse me, renew me, and fill me with your Spirit. I renounce my selfish ways and make you Lord of my life. You said that you would rather I was hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Light a fire in me today that will burn so brightly, others will be drawn to you." And here again, we have words from the heart of a loving God to your amazing heart. But so often, we don't hear those words, because many of us come to God via the mind room. And I see the mind as being the hotbed, the seedbed for the Antichrist, who fills us with disquiet, anxiety, and fear that really does knock us off course. It disables us from being that beautiful child of God that the Christ seeks for personal intimacy. Are you willing to surrender your heart? Or are you like the many who say, "I'll do it later. Let's go and enjoy the flesh pots of Piccadilly Circus, with the hotbeds of Egypt"? this life is, we're only passing through, and we are given a momentous invitation to come and seek and listen to the voice of the Beloved speaking to our hearts. And yet, though all are invited by God to come and see and taste the beauties of God, only a few come, and of the few who come, only a tiny few remain, because it takes discipline, commitment to be in service to God. And if there are issues that come up for you, name them, bless them, release them, and give them to God. And in your mindfulness, show gratitude to God each day for taking these burdens from you, that allows you to allow your God to search your heart, for he knows the mind of the Spirit. Be at peace now. Embrace all that you are as a child of the Beloved, a child of God. And may the peace of our God, the peace of your God, empower you to surrender to love. Be still now and relax.